USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After President Trump hits the reset button, progress is now being made again towards a June 12th summit in Singapore between the president and North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un. U.S. and North Korean officials are scheduled to sit down today in Singapore to discuss the plans for that summit.
Today we pay tribute to their service.
Yesterday, President Trump continued tradition, speaking at Arlington National Cemetery on Memorial Day, when we remember those who made the ultimate sacrifice for America.
We mourn alongside their families, and we strive to be worthy of their sacrifice.
Alberto is now weakened to a subtropical depression after making landfall yesterday on the Florida Panhandle. Two people died in the storm, a TV news anchor and his camera person. A tree fell on their vehicle. This is USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful, but then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this is this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered too, so why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE, 833-39-BIBLE.
An Indiana middle school teacher and football coach who was shot three times on Friday as he tackled a student gunman who'd opened fire at Noblesville West Middle School says he wasn't a hero in what he did. He just did what had to be done.
My actions on that day, in my mind, were the only acceptable actions I could have done given the circumstances. I deeply care for my students and their well-being, so that is why I did what I did that day.
Jason Seaman speaking at a news conference over the weekend after being released from the hospital. A 13-year-old student who was wounded in the shooting is said to be in critical but stable condition. Starbucks is to close more than 8,000 company-owned stores this afternoon for racial bias education of its workers. The training is meant to prevent discrimination and to make sure everyone feels safe and welcome, according to Starbucks executives. It stems from the arrests of two black men at a Philadelphia store that sparked a nationwide backlash earlier this year. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Virginia Congressman Thomas Garrett dropping his bid for re-election, citing alcoholism. In a statement issued yesterday, Garrett announced he is seeking treatment for it. Garrett posted a video of himself saying, quote, "Any person, Republican, Democrat, or independent, who has known me for any period of time and has any integrity knows two things. I am a good man, and I'm an alcoholic." End quote. The price for a gallon of gasoline still climbing, up 3.5 cents from last week to a national average of $2.97 a gallon. But there could be relief in sight, as we hear from John Clemens.
Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at GasBuddy, tells us about that possible relief.
Well, gas prices have gone up, but they may begin moving back down. That's thanks to OPEC signaling last week that it was ready to raise production. That led to a big drop in the price of oil, which fell $5 a barrel and may pave the way for lower gas prices this week.
Gasoline is the cheapest in South Carolina at $2.64. California has the highest at $3.76 a gallon. I'm John Clemens.
And professional eating champion Joey Chestnut has another eating contest award to his credit. The San Pedro Fish Market world-famous shrimp eating championship was held yesterday on the USS Iowa near Long Beach, California, and Chestnut won the event, downing 77 shrimp. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.